from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. We're back to one active case of COVID-19 in Porcupine Health Unit territory. It's in Timmins and brings the total case number during the pandemic to 2,212. All the testing and vaccination numbers are over on our website. The current low incidence of COVID-19 in our region is not a reason to relax public health measures. Porcupine Health Unit Chief Nursing Officer Chantel Riopel says although the fourth wave hasn't arrived here yet, the pattern has been that the waves show up here a while after other parts of Ontario.
Just remember to follow the public health measures in place and to get both doses of that COVID-19 vaccine so that we can continue to see this positive trend in our cases across our region.
Full vaccination reduces the risk of you getting or spreading the virus and protects you against severe symptoms. Another attempt by City Councillor Joe Campbell to make the city budget process more open has hit a roadblock. He presented a resolution to this week's council meeting outlining a long list of ways to do that, but no other councillor would second it. Campbell can be heard referring to social media reaction as Mayor George Peary rules against discussion.
This motion has died on the floor. Move on, please.
Campbell's next attempt will be a presentation to council. That format requires no mover or seconder in order for discussion to happen. Provincial recognition for the downtown Timmins murals depicting local Indigenous history. Ontario's Association for Business Improvement Areas has awarded the Timmins BIA its annual Spirit Award. In a video presentation to the awards program last month in Hamilton and at last night's council meeting, BIA Chairman Jamie Roach commented on the murals.
It was important to downtown Timmins to ensure that everyone in the community or visiting the community could understand the story depicted in the mural.
That's accomplished via a QR code with every mural that provides access to the verbal story in English, French, and Cree. Well, Captain Kirk is back on Earth. 90-year-old William Shatner, known for his iconic role in Star Trek, blasted into space today aboard Jeff Bezos' space capsule New Shepard with three other passengers. The capsule rocketed 106 kilometers into space for about 10 minutes before parachuting safely back down to the Texas desert floor. This is the second trip for the capsule, which Bezos used for his own space flight in July. Today's launch makes Shatner the oldest person to ever travel into space. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.